Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
China's Great Firewall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Twice a decade, China's Communist Party meets to decide who will run the country for the next 5 years. That meeting begins today. One way this affects American business is that during this meeting, China shuts down thousands of websites. It doesn't want any internet protesting or interference. More now from Bill Markish in Shanghai.
If you're a foreign multinational, you can get around the Great Firewall of China. But it costs $7,000 to get started and another $50,000 every year. Not a lot when you're making millions selling ships or turbines. But if you're Danny Levinson, who manages corporate email and publishes 30 online journals, political season here is a perennial pain. The internet is always a little slow when the party gets going.
Whenever something like this happens in China, it really impacts international business and domestic business. Especially with the closure of websites, what it's basically creating is a void in China of information.
Levinson says building an information-based economy without a healthy internet may cost China in the long run. Not everybody's losing money, though. The modified routers that China uses to censor were bought from the American company Cisco Systems. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Markus for Marketplace.
For the most part, the stock markets are still moving higher. The Asian markets gained about 0.5% by the close today. European shares are up a fraction so far. Wall Street saw some small gains last week. The Dow begins this week at 14,093. The NASDAQ starts out at 2805. The S&P 500 is at 1561. The former CEO of the mortgage giant Freddie Mac goes to court today. It's been 4 years since he was accused of accounting fraud. Sam Eaton reports.
Leland Brenzel may have fortified Freddie Mac's reputation as Steady Freddie. The tactics he used to achieve those famed smooth earnings are the subject of today's trial-like hearing before a federal administrative law judge. Brenzel is accused of orchestrating an accounting scandal to the tune of billions of dollars. His defense team argues that Brenzel wasn't aware of the alleged accounting fraud. But Jeffrey Sonnenfeld with the Yale School of Management says Enron's Ken Lay already tried that strategy and failed.
It's the Sergeant Schultz defense, you know, that I know nothing from the old Hogan's Heroes TV show.
The federal government wants Brenzel to face fines and repay tens of millions of dollars in salary and benefits. The witness list includes the likes of billionaire investor Warren Buffett. He's expected to testify about his decision to liquidate 60 million shares of Freddie Mac stock in 2000, as well as any discussions he may have had with Brenzel about inappropriate accounting. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Less than an hour ago, Rupert Murdoch's new business channel hit the airwaves. The Fox Business Network is trying to take on CNBC. It'll start out in about 30 million homes on DirecTV and the top cable companies Comcast and Time Warner. Among the network's personalities, the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Carly Fiorina.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series shedding light on heart disease through the stories of people from around the world, premiering on PBS in October. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Wall Street's big investment banks keep delivering bad news. On this week's agenda, a sour profit report from J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan, like its fellow banks, will also be cutting some jobs. But for the executives who are still around, Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says those bonuses probably won't be any smaller this year.
Absolutely. On balance, you know, unless you happen to have been in the mortgage business, this has been a very, very good year in the market. Stocks are doing very well, even though some of the Wall Street houses have now taken write-downs for their subprime stuff. Generally, they've done very well. And when the market goes up and the house makes money, the bonuses are immense. And we still have the hedge fund phenomenon. So there's going to be a lot of money sloshing around New York and Wall Street in general this year. Unfortunately, not much of it will be mine, and possibly even less of it will be yours.
Yeah, definitely less will be mine. But there's such a cautious attitude on Wall Street right now. You don't think that's going to impact bonuses for these executives?
It's amazing. The cautious attitude impacts hiring people. It impacts laying people off. But I doubt any of the big houses are going to hold back on bonuses to the top people because they're worried about, you know, keeping the money around in case of trouble. And their explanation will be, gee, if we don't pay Alan all of this money, he's going to go down the street and go to a hedge fund. So there's a great justification to pay the people you want to pay and pay them a lot, because otherwise you say they'll leave. So you always find a reason to give a lot of money to the people you want to give a lot of money to. And in this case, the people you don't want to give anything to, who are the people involved with residential real estate and mortgages and such, well, you just fire them because that's the Wall Street way.
Well, we've seen big job losses on Wall Street before. Where do these people wind up usually?
What we used to say is that the time you should sell stocks is when your taxi driver is giving you stock picking advice. And the time you should buy stocks is when the guy driving your taxi used to be an analyst and help you pick stocks. So if you ever get in a taxi and the guy tells you all about his life as a mortgage-backed securities broker, it's probably time to go back into mortgages.
All right. I'll remember that. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Finally this morning, European plane maker Airbus delivered its first A380 jumbo jet today. Singapore Airlines is the first company to get one. The A380 is that gigantic plane that can seat nearly 500 people. Airbus is 18 months behind schedule, but says it will deliver 13 of the planes next year. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.